President Obama came out of that two-hour meeting with his intelligence officials yesterday with a steely glint in his eyes. The president says they screwed up and it had better not happen again. We're joined again by our Takeaway Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Todd, the president also in that speech talked about Guantanamo. He said he's going to be putting the transfer of prisoners on hold for the moment, but he's still going to close the facility. And that politically could be a tough sell for him as he moves forward. Is Obama going to have to offer up some compromises to the Republicans in order to get to the Guantanamo Bay facility closed?
Well, we'll see where those votes shake out. Certainly the Republicans so far, as I'm sure you know, Celeste, have used this attempted attack on Christmas Day as an opportunity to come out strongly against the closing of Guantanamo Bay. And that's not surprising because they've been against it. Many of them have been against it from the start, even when President Bush proposed it. Of course, we should point out that the president said they're suspending transfer of any prisoners who are from Yemen back to Yemen, which is about half of the prisoners who are still in Guantanamo. So it's a complication, but the president was clear. He made one of those, you know, when the president really wants to be heard, he uses this sort of verbal tic he has. He says, make no mistake. Well, yesterday in the grand foyer of the White House, he said, make no mistake, we will close Guantanamo prison. So he's sending that strong message, I think, that he's not backing down on this.
Okay, thanks, Todd, so much. That's Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Let's turn now to Michael Hurley. Michael was the senior counsel on the 9/11 Commission and director of the Commission's counterterrorism policy. Michael, this is what the president said yesterday about Guantanamo Prison.
We will close Guantanamo Prison, which has damaged our national security interests and become a tremendous recruiting tool for al-Qaeda. In fact, that was an explicit rationale for the formation of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
Does the president have a point there? Do we know that Gitmo was part of the reason for the development of this new branch of al-Qaeda?
Well, I think he does have a point, and he's getting good intelligence on that, and I think he's stating it exactly as it is. It's very clear that Guantanamo is a symbol, and it has caused a sort of a great deal of anger in the Islamic world, certainly, and around the world, and President Obama is addressing that.
Well, we also know, though, that members of that branch, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, were formerly held at Guantanamo Bay. Some of them were sent back to Yemen, and some of them actually helped design this Christmas Day plot to blow up the airliner over Detroit. So do you think it's a good idea to shut down this facility or to release these prisoners?
Well, of course, Celeste, what you're saying is very disturbing, but I still think it's a good idea to shut down the prison in Guantanamo. That was an explicit promise of the Obama administration. The Bush administration was trying to do the same thing, but the issue always was, what do you do with the prisoners? So I'm not saying release the dangerous ones. Of course, that's clearly an issue, but it is important to close Guantanamo and remove those prisoners elsewhere.
Okay, Michael Hurley, you were the director of the Commission's counterterrorism policy. I'm curious about something that the president keeps returning to. This is what he's repeatedly said, that the Christmas Day plot was a result of a breakdown in communication.
This was not a failure to collect intelligence. It was a failure to integrate and understand the intelligence that we already had.
First of all, I'm wondering if you agree with that this was a breakdown in communication, and if so, why was it so difficult to get this done?
Well, I do agree with what the president said. I think it was a breakdown in communication. If you look at the information that was out there, albeit a bit disparate, there seems to have been sufficient red flags and warnings about this individual, Abdul Muttalib, to suggest that he was potentially a problem and that at least he should have merited being pulled off into a sort of secondary interview before getting on the plane in Amsterdam. So if you look at the fact that he had paid for his ticket in cash, he had not checked any baggage, these are all indicators that we've known a long time that are sort of suspicious. If you look at the fact that there were evidently signals intercepts last summer suggesting that there might be an attack around Christmas time of some kind, an al-Qaeda attack, and then the further disparate information that a Nigerian might be involved in some sort of otherwise unspecified attack somewhere in the United States, and you add all these things together, and then furthermore add in the fact that Abdul Muttalib's father approached U.S. embassy officials in Lagos. All of this information was out there. it clearly wasn't pulled together or integrated in the way it should have been, as the president indicates, and I think he's very frank about that. So that suggests there were holes in the system that need to be knitted together.
Okay, but there's a difference between, you know, one intelligence agency getting on the phone with another one and what you're talking about, which is integrating it. You know, Dennis McDonough, he's the chief of staff for the National Security Council. His response yesterday was that it isn't a problem of intelligence sharing, but the problem was that they had all this information that wasn't properly analyzed or correlated. What's the distinction between sharing this information between agencies and actually correlating it in a way where it can be acted on?
Well, sharing information just means simply that the information that's collected by, for example, CIA or FBI or Department of Homeland Security does get shared, literally shared, amongst the officers of those different agencies and the experts in the counterterrorism field. I think that's really being done quite a lot better than it was before 9/11. That was a big problem in the system before the 9/11 attacks. And the reforms that were put into place, I won't say fully solved that, obviously, but they did make some advances. And so I think the system is quite a bit better. But I think what was really lacking here, because these bits of information were out there, but just the ability for, as you say, analysts to sort of sit back and think them through and use some imagination, creativity, and challenge themselves to sort of say, what does this mean? What could a possible threat be here? And if that had occurred, I think that perhaps this person would have been seen as suspicious.
Okay. I wanted to ask you about last week's suicide attack on the military base in Afghanistan, because you have are pretty familiar with bases like the one that was attacked. And, you know, there's been a lot of argument later over what went wrong there. Major General Michael Flynn, he's the Deputy Chief of Staff for Intelligence in Afghanistan for the U.S. military, has said that there's a problem with the way the community is working there. He said that they're focused more on the enemy and not on the Afghan people. And I'm wondering if you agree with that.
Well, I read his report, and I take it very seriously, and I think it needs to be taken seriously. But I also sort of think that you need to be careful about what you expect from particular agencies. We need our agencies, our different agencies that are out there, Department of Defense, our military, the State Department, and CIA to be specializing in what it is that they do. And our espionage agencies collect clandestine information. As I read the Flynn report, he wants to see a lot of changes that will improve sort of the overall intelligence picture. I think that would be very helpful. But at the same time, I also believe that CIA really needs to focus on that's what it's doing, which is to target those that are attempting to kill soldiers there, to kill us, really, to come to the United States, to target, to fix their locations, to target and capture or kill them.
Okay. Michael Hurley was the senior counsel on the 9/11 Commission and director of the Commission's counterterrorism policy. He joined us from Northern Virginia. Thank you so much.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.